You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, 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 what is up? What's happening? All right, super excited. Got a powerhouse chat with a good friend of mine and someone that I know all of you love and hold dearly. And so it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so cool. My guest on here, this gentleman has served as president of the Association for Network Marketing Professionals since 2012. And he's been on the board of directors since 2011. He's got over 30 years of experience as a top network marketing professional, as a highly sought after keynote speaker, leadership trainer, and team builder. He's done a lot of incredible things, held positions that every possible position you can possibly imagine, and is just a complete rock star. Good friend of ours. We love, love, love having him at our events every year. Love him and his family. Please help me welcome Garrett McGraw. Garrett, how are you?
Right. I am doing brilliantly. Hey, well, first of all, I want to say, you know, thank you for the kind words, but our family loves your family.
Oh.
You know, I believe that our profession is one of the most redemptive professions in the world.
Mm.
And I believe that I love the people that do brilliantly, the ones, you know, I always feel like I'm on team love, and I love what you are promoting, which is let's be about love, you know, let's be about love and light, not hate and spite. And brother, I love how you're a stand for that. And I love how you're one of the few people that I know very closely where there is no daylight between who they are as little as possible and what they say. And I think we need more of that in the world. You know, it says use your words if you must, but they should be to add on to what it is that you do. Faith without works is dead. And brother, you are an incredible example. My wife and I have mentored with you, and we have chosen to do that because we could not find in our mind a better example from someone who has the type of success that we would like, from a faith perspective, from a family perspective, from, you know, a fitness perspective, from a finance perspective. You have fun as well. So, brother, we just love you. I just want you to know that. I want to say that from the get-go for everyone here. So,
my goodness. Will
be a lot of fun.
Man, thank you. I am
You're
honored.
Welcome. It is you. Honored. Hey, brother, so, just accept us. It is you.
What's that?
I said just accept it. It is you and Jessica.
I'm taking it. I receive. I love it. Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about, let's go this angle first. Talk to us about the status of the network marketing profession. How's it going? Is it good? Is it rough? Is it tumultuous? You know, what's happening? Are some people growing, some not?
So what I love about network marketing is you get to create your own economy. I've been in companies whereby they were in decline and our group was in momentum. And so the state of network marketing is from you and your team outward. That is the state of network marketing. And if you look at network marketing, it's what you love. Network marketing can give you the opportunities for growth. And that's really what we're all looking for here. But there are some companies that are perhaps growing more than others. And I think there's many reasons for that. I think it's the leadership. I still believe in that old adage, which is everything rise and falls with leadership. You know, when I look at a church and I see a church that's growing, I know that Jesus Christ is in that church, but I also know that there's an obedient leader who is putting works behind their faith. And I feel that so also when we talk about network marketing. And there are some churches that'll do better than others. And it's because the environment that is created for growth. And that's something that's really important that I really see. So if you look at network marketing, Ray, you and I know, I mean, you said I've almost held every position. I feel really blessed. I'm president of the association. There's 17 people on the board. Ray, you're one of the most active, strongest givers, most influential, makes the difference, and you show up. When I ask for support, I don't even need to ask you. You come alongside and say, what can we do to support you? I love your words. How can I be useful? You know, what can I do? And if you look in network marketing, you know, I also speak at the Direct Selling University. I've spoken to the last three of the last four. In fact, tell you a story. This is a prideful thing. I know this thing is a prideful story, but you know what? It was really funny. I spoke, Ray, at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. It was my first time. And Stuart Johnson goes, we have an app. And on that app, he said, here's what happens. You're scored by the audience real time. And the bottom 50%, I don't think get called back. The top 50% might get back. And the top 10% gets another invite. And I was on there. They had Tony Robbins and John C. Maxwell. And I was fearful, brother. I'm killing you. I can't remember the last time that I sweat as much. I mean, I was worried that I was showing under my shirt. I mean, you know those situations that you have? Sure. And at the end, Tony Robbins and, you know, and John C. Maxwell are wondering which one of them got first. And they're going, who's this Garrett McGraw guy? I ended up getting voted number one. And the reason that I got voted number one was not that I was a better speaker. Please hear me. That's not that. God literally put on my heart. I remember I prayed to God for guidance and said, what should I talk about? And he said, talk about building on a foundation, which is collaboration. Build on a sound, firm foundation. I know it's one of the songs you love, which is collaboration. And I spoke about, have you ever, as a corporate leader, because I've been a CEO, been a president, my wife's been on the C-suite, you know, I get to speak at the DSU, I've been president for 10 years, I've been 30 years in network marketing. I mean, I've got a broad perspective. But I asked the question, have you ever sweated? Think about this, Ray. Have you ever sweated as a corporate leader and you're worried about something that you're going to roll out not working? That's because you didn't collaborate. Because you're doing jack-in-the-box marketing. And the companies that are growing, this is the first thing that I see, is they collaborate. They tap into the superpower, which is a collaboration with the field. It's not a them and us. It's a handshake that should turn into a hug and hopefully turns into a heart-to-heart connection, because that's where the real big growth comes from. So that's number one, basically, Ray, that I would say. Not all companies are growing. I think the reason is if they're not collaborating, and that's one of the superpowers.
Wow, that's powerful. That's really powerful. So we, every year, the ANMP puts on an event, and you know, I don't even know how long I've been speaking at it, but I'm honored to do so, and I always have a blast there, and always make new connections, meet new people, learn some things. And so talk to us about this upcoming ANMP event. What are you excited about? What's perhaps different about it? And also all the details people need to know.
Well, we want it to not be a transaction. It's not about checking the box and putting the event on. It's about transformation. And, you know, I've spoken with you many times about what do we want to do at this event. And we want to bring massive value into people's lives. I think about the single mom. I think about you and I think about the single dad. We think about the frustrated distributor. We think about the person who's got the widow's mite to show up to that event. And we want to treat them like rock stars. We want to treat them like they were at an event and they were able to spring for the highest level of that program. And we want to treat them like that. So our event, first of all, it's a not-for-profit. So for $2.99, all 8 meals are included. Now, why do we do that? I don't want anyone feeling, oh, man, I didn't get to go to the VIP party. Oh, I didn't get to sit at the dinner. I wasn't at the cool kids' table. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking anything. I'm just saying I'm not creating an away-from goal. I'm saying what environment we wanted to create. And everybody gets to sit. 50 speakers, Ray, and you know this, one of the things we do is we ask each speaker to rotate tables so that at each break, they rotate tables. So you'll have one of the speakers sitting on the table and you could be asking Ray Higdon a personal question, grabbing a selfie, you know, doing that because that's where the breakthrough comes. But here are the three things. When you're there, every year I get to speak to over 100 companies, CEOs, founders, top leaders, rising stars. Imagine being able to do that. I always say every morning, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I think I texted you. We sent out our last emails last night at 3 a.m. in the morning. I got up again at 5 a.m. I do that basically almost for, I don't know, 60 days to put the event on. So here'd be my three questions. I've asked every leader, number one, What has changed for you since the pandemic? So think about that question. Imagine getting to ask 100 people. That information alone to me is priceless, but I want to give it to you and package it in a way where you can make a difference. They keep, some of them have been talking about the post-pandemic pivot. Now, I don't want you to get scared like suddenly, oh, everything's changing. No. It's like that 1 degree of change. Think about a golfer. I love Tony Robbins' analogy. A golfer, I'm not a golfer, even though I'm Irish. Yeah, golfer that is, you know, hitting the golf ball. 1 degree of difference of how the ball and the club comes together means you can be either in the rough, in other words, feeling frustrated, feeling stuck, I'm doing all the things, my team is, we're all good people, it's just not working, or you are on the fairway, or even better, you're on the green, or even better, you got a hole in one. How does that happen? And it's that 1 degree of adjustment. And a lot of these people, not everybody, but most have got one. Now, not all of them are willing to share that publicly. So we came to an agreement, four hours of every day will not be broadcast, and maybe even 5 hours. At every meal, we're going to do a Q&A and give those speakers the opportunity to share that, because some of them don't want to share it on camera because they feel like it could be edited, it could be taken the wrong way. But these are mind-blowing insights. They're so simple. You know, some of them are going, we're learning how to simplify our process. We had too much time in our hands in the pandemic and things got bloated and complicated. And we're just going back to the basics. But what does that look like? I mean, that's some of the things that I'm really excited about. And they're going to share that in the room. And you can go up and talk to them and do that. Here's the second one that's talked about. This is worthwhile. It came to me, what are you going to double down on? So out of the 100 speakers, there's a speaker in there that went from not being a top income earner, joined a company the last 3 years that is building in the United States, that is a sample program, that is, you may or may not know them, that is arguably one of the very top now income earners in network marketing. Now, how did that happen? So the question, I asked her this question months ago, and I've been asking this at least, what are you doubling down on? So think about that. Top leaders know it's not just what they can do, it's what they can duplicate. Imagine coming away with, what are they doubling down on? I mean, I want you to really think about that. I've become so excited about network marketing. I'm more excited about the next 10 years. I'm more excited about the balance of 23 than I've ever been about network marketing, because these insights were simple, but profoundly impactful. And each one of them has duplicated into their business. Again, we're going to share those at the breaks, because these leaders are going to say, this is exactly how I'm doing it. And guys, I want you to understand, your leadership and you can have a conversation, tweak it to your own culture, and you'll be able to implement it if you choose. But here's the last one. So I gave a challenge to everyone. I said, I want you to come with one big idea, because, you know, 10 ideas, Ray, becomes overwhelming and you just maybe just can't do. I want you to come with one big idea that's simple to implement, that everyone can implement, that when the person implements it, it would bring all the value that they need just from that one big idea to make it worth the $299 ticket, even though I know it got 8 meals. I know we got 50 speakers. I know the hotel is normally $209. It's now $133, but they still need to get themselves there. We're going to treat them like rock stars. They don't put their hands in their pocket. We're going to fill their pockets because we're going to give them ideas. Now imagine 50 plus people doing that. I don't know where Nick's book is. One last thing I'll say is this. I don't know if you've ever seen this gentleman speak. Do you know this gentleman?
Yeah, I know Nick. Yeah.
Nick is incredible. I had such a great Zoom with him. And he shared with something with me I'd never heard before. He said, Garrett, I've been working with Tony Robbins. And he said, did you realize it, since and during the pandemic, more businesses have been created? More people into the gig economy, more people into network marketing, more people create a business, more people like you create a side project or want to make it their main project. But more people have quit in the last 3 years the business success rate has gone down, not up. And it's not because of mechanics, it's because of mindset. There's a post-pandemic, literally mindset challenge where people initially in the pandemic got this big growth burst and suddenly they think everything's wrong because there's been an adjustment. There's nothing wrong. You just need to adjust your thinking and suddenly you get this massive separation. He's going to talk about how do you do that. And I don't think there's anyone more qualified. He said his talk alone, he said that he'd been working on with Tony Robbins, will transform people to be able to lead their teams. And I will say, I know I got lots of things. It's like somebody else shared with me something I thought was brilliant, which is when you onboard somebody, I thought this was absolutely fantastic, Ray. What are the questions that you ask them? So, you know, a lot of times if you're speaking with someone, you can ask them the question, hey, you know we're talking with you because you've got a need that you want to fulfill. So we all know about finding out someone's why. And often, you know, at least just you want it to be strong enough to get them going, keep them going, keep them going the right direction. But Nick said, you need to, he said, I learned with Tony, you've got to ask another question. Because that question will not give you the answer that you're looking for. He said, why are you frustrated and have you tried to fix the problem before? Now think about that, because he said, if they've never tried before, you got to find out why. But if they have tried before, why do you think that didn't work? And he said, here's the big mindset. He said, if people point to an away from thing, in other words, it was someone else.
Yeah.
Be cautious about that because then they're going to blame someone else. Now, you can always fix that. Go, well, we've got that. We've got that. We've got that. But if someone said, I guess I just didn't know what it is that I was doing. Maybe I didn't work hard enough. Or maybe I was, you know, worried about what my friends would say. Or maybe I that's a different type of person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Am I making any sense? You can tell I'm fired up here because I've spoken to over 100 people. It's in my heart. I just love for people to get access to that. And that's what this event's going to be about.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's, you know, like when I, you know, talk to people and let's say they're looking for a coach and I'll say, you know, hey, have you ever hired one? And if they say no, I'm like, why do you think that is? How come you haven't? Cause I think I was your first, like you hadn't hired a coach.
I had never hired. I mean, guys, yeah. We legit, and I just want to put some perspective, went to your highest, the one that you do for personal coaching with Sylvia and I. And absolutely, I remember these questions and we had not done it before.
Yeah. But I'm always interested in, you know, how come? What were they thinking that prevented them from doing that in the past? And then if they have, I'm going to ask, how was the last coach? And if they say, oh, he was a knucklehead. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was overpriced. I'm going to say, oh, okay. Because they're just saying what they're going to say about me most likely. And so, and if they have a pattern of the last 10 coaches have sucked, I'm like, I ain't going to let you hire me, man. And that's, you know, and Michael says it's the expense usually. And, you know, what I found is, you know, you gotta balance, you gotta know the difference between price and value. I mean, I gave $100,000 for 6 hours with Grant, but he made me $1 million the first hour. So was it worth, is $100,000 for 6 hours of coaching make any sense? Makes no sense unless you make $1 million in that first hour. and that's exactly what happened when I hired Grant back in the day. And so, I'm really fired up about it.
Let me give you a compliment. You don't even know this. I'm going to give you a compliment.
Okay. So, you've given me a bunch.
No. This is real. So, you know, we've recently pivoted to going back in the field of building the business.
Yeah.
And you were the person that coached me transparently through all of that. And those were some of the more, I don't want to say dark days, they're the wrong ways. Challenging times. Confusing. That's a better word. Confusing times.
Yep.
And I want to say, also getting our mindset around what is it that we want to do. And you brought us through some really deep reflection work. I mean, I journaled, you gave me books to read. I mean, it was deep, guys. I wanted to hear that. But this is going to be our biggest build, and already we're on track with us. And nice. That's because Ray said, Garrett, you don't need any more mechanics. You just need to get your mindset reset. Think about that. You just need to get your mindset. You and Sylvia need to get your mindset reset. Because, guys, you need to get on board with that. And here's something I remember Ray said, because you said this. A lot of people, you put it in my mind, because I was getting all freaked out. Well, hey, I got to go fast and all these different things. And I do a new thing. And you said, have you ever really gone very fast? And I said, I've never been the fastest, but eventually I've always been 80% of those companies. And he said, that has served you. And I remember it came back in my mind. And I prayed about it, and it was stuck there for 6 months. And I know I'm a slow learner. And you're the one that I love the way you recognize the person that is made their first breakthrough after 6 months. And this all came in my mind. Build on a found firm, build on a found, you know.
Firm foundation.
Yeah, firm foundation. But here's the big one. It's not how fast you go, it's how far you go and who comes with you.
Yeah.
And it was stuck in my mind so clearly that we need this firm foundation. And that's what I want to share with you. You really gave me the confidence to take my ego out of it. And just think that because you're going back in the field, you've already built massively 150,000 distributors. You've done all the things. You've been to the top five times. That's your ego being in the way. It served the people. You love to build grassroots. So go back and do what you love to do. The rest is you're trying to hold yourself up while the rest of the board think, I'm not going as fast as all these other people. Yeah. And you really did a phenomenal job. And I just want you to say, guys, you are one mentor away from building whatever you want to build. One mentor can save you, I don't want to say a lifetime, I don't even want to say 5 years, but could easily save you a year of time. And there's going to be 50 of them at this event. And yeah. Ray, I know you're an exceptional, and we had one-to-one, but there's a lot of one-to-one time you'll have with these mentors at this event. And I just mean this. I love the fact it's servant leadership. Guys, yeah. Ray pays $10,000 to be a sponsor. I just want to say right up. That's incredible. I mean, if we should be paying him $10,000, he buys his own airline ticket. He flies his own people in. He doesn't sell, you know what I mean? It's not a big sales fest at the event.
I don't even get any blue M&Ms or anything.
No, you don't. He pays for his own hotel room, and we don't pay for a speaker, and we don't do that for anyone. So the intention is servant leadership. People want to pour out into your heart. They want to answer the question, what's changed? What are they doubling down on? What's the big idea that they want to give to you that's simple that could change your life and treat you like a rock star, give you access to them. They sit there all weekend taking notes with you. They'll switch tables. Every meal is 2 hours. There's eight of them. They will be fellowshipping, breaking bread with you. And then we then bring them up on stage, and we also have a rapid fire Q&A. None of that part is, by the way, is broadcast for obvious reasons. They want to be real. They want to be direct. They want to be fast. So there's some great people you've introduced. Sunday, we're doing a service. Ray, we're going to do an optional, beautiful service on Sunday morning. It's going to be at 8 a.m. in the morning. So we'll have the service complete.
I'm most excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Did you guys hear that? They've asked me to do the service on Sunday, and I'm very, very honored. This will be my second live sermon, if you will.
Because I truly believe we need to be poured into. We need to fellowship together. We need to celebrate together. I want to build on that firm foundation. I want to build on that rock. I want to link arms and link aims with people. I know these sound like words, but there's something different about showing up and just being poured into and being served for a whole weekend, being able to disengage from the rest of the world for a weekend. Imagine all your meals together, all in that environment. I mean, Ray, how good an environment is it? Like, it's an immersive environment that can be transformational, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And what what a lot of people are, I think, are surprised by, I mean, we're not, because we've been doing this a while, but a lot of people are surprised when they get in the room and how willing leaders are to talk to them.
Yeah.
It's not a diva show. It's not a guru show. It's not, you're behind those velvet, ropes, right? It's not any of that nonsense, which I think the world is just sick and tired of, to be honest. Yep. And so, you know, if you're here, you know, if you're wanting, you know, the event where it's all about status, this isn't that event. This is about access, not status. And yeah, there'll be a lot of high status people there, but you're going to be able to have access to them. And just to respond, when you were talking about, you know, the firm foundation and everything, let me tell you, it is a lot more frustrating to 2X than it is to 10X. Because if you think, how do I 2X my business? You're going to fall into the cavern of working harder. You're going to fall into the cavern of, I got to hustle, grind. I got to work. But if you say 10X or 100X, you realize that your efforts isn't the only factor. It's your mindset. It's your systems. It's your culture. It's all the other things. And so 10X is actually a lot less frustrating than 2X. And so, you know, sometimes it isn't about being the fastest, yes, but it's about, you know, like you said, going the farthest.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, one of the things I love is Rank Makers. You know that we, for a long time, we've partnered with you, we promoted, you know, I see the growth in our teams that access and are part of Rank Makers, not just are part of it, participate in it. So I think one of the things, you know, learning, we don't, sometimes we get too cool for school, we get too insulated, we get too worried about things. And I just want everyone to know it's a complete safe learning environment. There, no one shows up in their pins. You won't be felt less than. We actually tell the speakers, some dress super bling and go, hey, it's okay if you're on stage, but when you're around with everybody else, can you make everyone feel comfortable that, and there's nothing wrong. Hey, I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just saying we want to create this environment where it's about, hey, I was with a bestie, you know, we're sitting down and having a cup of coffee and they're pouring into me. And we want to create that environment. And that's what Ray's, you know, talking about. That's what we do. I mean, leaders, you'll see them sitting on your table, taking notes, talking to you, going to lunch with you, going to breakfast with you, going to dinner with you, going the next day to lunch with you, going to the VIP party with you, going to the gala dinner with you, going to breakfast with you, going to service with you, and all of it's including the price, because we want no separation. Yeah. Does that make sense? In other words, because I think this world, and this is the last thing I'll say, is I think the world is sick and tired of separation. Mm. And I feel like that what we really are looking for, no one of us is smarter than all of us. I think we want in our hearts unity. I think sometimes we have to feel a belonging before behavior changes. So people want to feel that they belong. You know, I saw the lady that was IBM's first CEO, and she said, I felt a sense of responsibility that to be a good example, to be both accessible and aspirational. Because she said, if I lose my accessibility, I'm not going to bring people up with me, but I also need to be a good example. Because she said, you need to see it to be it.
Mm.
Think about that. You need to see it. So she said, other people need to see it. You're going to see 50 plus people, plus all the attendees. A lot of them also could be on the stage. We have hundreds that could be also on the stage. So that's what I love about it. And Ray, again, I know it sounds like I'm giving you a lot of praise. Guys, you're going to raise your life up to the highest limiting belief that you have, and also the people that surround you. When you raise your belief and you change the people that are around you, or you get into a different environment for a period of time, you can have a breakthrough. And one of the things we've had some of our greatest breakthroughs with have been with Ray and Jessica, because you are a great example. You are someone that we see, and that we also, Sylvia and I and Liam, want to be. So I just want to say thank you for that again.
Yeah, amen. It's June 1st through 4th, Dallas, Texas. If you want to learn more, it's higdengroup.com/ANMP, higdengroup.com/ANMP. That'll take you right there. You'll get to see the speakers. You'll get to see the speaker reel, which is, you know, super great, and be able to get your tickets if you would like. And I would love, hey, if you're there, I'm going to be there. Feel free to come up, get a picture if you want. You know, certainly don't have to if you don't want to, or come up and ask a question. I'm, you know, more than happy. You know, I'm there to, you know, to pour into others and learn myself. You know, I remember last year I learned so much from Jessie Lee. I loved her presentation. You know, for me, that was one of the more impactful ones that I heard, and I took notes from that. And, you know, but there were so many speakers that added so much value. It was just a lot of fun. And so we do have one question is, oh, go ahead.
You have a coupon code that you got available. It's Ray50. So at the checkout.
Oh no, I don't even know this.
Yeah, you can put it in there. So we work together with your team because you guys were so generous to do this. So when you follow the link that Ray gave you, even though it's $2.99, which is the early bird special for 8 meals and everything we talked about, you can get an additional $50 off.
Oh man.
So it's Ray.
I've been promoting it all this week. I didn't even know.
So that's
I'm really sorry.
No, there's nothing to be sorry about. We just want to give value. So sorry, there was a question in there. So I just
want. What was it? Ray 50 or what was it?
Ray 50.
Ray 50. Okay, yeah. Ray 50. Okay, that's really good to know.
Ray 50. Sorry, that sooner. 59. That's my Irish accent. You got to watch out for that.
Yeah. Watch out for that.
Well, that's why I can say 333, and I'm going over there. That's Irish.
That's awesome. Well, Garrett, I know you got a bunch of these things lined up, and obviously you're super busy. You got, you know, a month away, obviously. And so thank you so much for coming out here. I hope that many of you will see us in Dallas. It is a great time. They do a great job, and would love to see more of you there. And Garrett, man, thank you so much. Thanks for coming out here. I know you're busy, and I really look forward to seeing you guys.
Well, we look forward to seeing you too and hugging you and everyone else with transforming lives, guys. We love and appreciate you all. God bless. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right. Garrett, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.